To present the Special Effects Award, Miss Patricia Neal.
The job of the Special Effects Department is to stage impossible happenings on the screen. There are two excellent examples of such miracles this current year. In Mighty Joe Young, they are responsible for converting a pile of lumber, a roll of tar paper, and a stack of old toupees into an 80-foot gorilla you'd swear was alive and breathing. In the picture Tulsa, the special effects people came up with a blistering oil field fire, so realistic that it singed eyebrows in the balcony. The real miracle of that job is that on the screen, the fire gutted an area of 13,000 acres. And yet this spectacle was staged on a table no larger than the one you have in your dining room. Those are the two accomplishments nominated here tonight. Mighty Joe Young and Arco Production RKO Radio. Tulsa, Walter Wanger Picture, Eagle Lion. Mr. Francis Holford of Price Waterhouse. The envelope, if you please. The winner is Mighty Joe Young, Arco Production, RKO Radio.
Reagan, and now the first winner of the 22nd Annual Award is approaching this very beautifully decorated stage. It is Mr. Willis H. O'Brien, who created the great spectacle in that picture, Mighty Joe Young.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Ms. Patricia Neal, and congratulations, Mr. Willis H. O'Brien. Now to present the Film Editing Award, a man who comes from the ranks of film editors, the brilliant young director, Mark Robeson. That is me.
Thank you, Paul. However, I'm not a young director, but an old cutter. For the benefit of those who do not know what a film editor is, he's the man who works at the side of the director, assembling the film and putting it into completed form. After many weeks, after cutting and snipping, he's finally able to get the picture all set. Even after the picture is a hit, he's the man in the lobby who mutters, "I wish they would have let me have another crack at it." Now, those nominated for tonight's award in film editing are All the King's Men, a Robert Rawson production, Columbia, Robert Parrish and Al Clark, Battleground, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, John Dunning, Champion, Screenplays Corporation, United Artists, Harry Gerstadt, Sands of Iwo Jima, Republic, Richard L. Van Enger, and The Window, RKO Radio, Frederick Knudsen. May I have the envelope, please? And the winner is Harry Gerstadt for the Champion.
Thank you, Mark Robeson, and congratulations, Harry Gerstadt. You know, when men flip through the fan magazines and hit a picture of Ann Baxter, they say, "Ha-ha, now there's a dish." But I would have made a better husband than that guy Hodiak. And in the same magazine, women say of Hodiak, "Well, there is a run of muscle." But I bet I could give him more sweet talk than Baxter. But with all of that, Ann Baxter and John Hodiak seem satisfied, and so is our town. To present the Cartoon and Short Subject Awards, a pair of people who have put together a really handsome marriage. John Hodiak and his wife, Ann Baxter.
Hello, Happy.
happy couple.
Hello, Paul.
On this one, I think we'd better sort of break up the speeches, alternate. John, you start.
Well, wait a minute, Paul. I know you've been playing mugs in pictures, but wouldn't a real gentleman let the lady start? You know, ladies first.
A real gentleman would let the lady have the last word. You start.
Fair enough. The nominees for the best cartoon are Magic Fluke, United Productions of America, Columbia, Stephen Basisto, executive producer.
For sentimental reasons, Warner Brothers cartoons, Edward Seltzer, producer.
Hatch Up Your Troubles, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Fred Quimby, producer.
And Toy Tinkers, Walt Disney, RKO Radio, Walt Disney, producer. The envelope, Mr. Holford. The winner is, for sentimental reasons, Warner Brothers cartoons produced by Edward Seltzer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner, for sentimental reasons, Edward Seltzer, producer, of a wonderful cartoon. You probably remember it, about the little skunk. And the winner seems very happy as he's accepting his award, and I'm very happy for him. That was a wonderful cartoon. I remember it with great pleasure.
Those nominated for Best Achievement in Short Subjects, One Reel, are Aquatic House Party, Paramount, Jack Eaton, producer.
Roller Derby Girl, Paramount, Justin Herman, producer.
So you think you're not guilty, Warner Brothers, Gordon Hollingshead, producer.
And Spills and Chills, Warner Brothers, Walton C. Amont, producer.
Water Tricks, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Pete Smith, producer. May I have the envelope, please, Mr. Holford? And the winner is Aquatic House Party, Paramount, produced by Jack Eaton.
So, ladies and gentlemen, another contestant wins, and this is a two-time winner because, as this one, and it's not Jack Eaton, it is being accepted by Ernest Kortz in behalf of Jack Eaton, who was the 1943 award winner. He is now on the stage and receiving the Oscar for Jack Eaton.
The award was received by Mr. Ernest Kortz, who directed the picture.
Those nominated for Best Achievement in Short Subject, Two Reel, are Boy and the Eagle, RKO Radio, William Lasky, producer.
Chase of Death, Irving Allen Productions, Irving Allen producer.
The Grass is Always Greener, Warner Brothers, Gordon Hollingshead producer.
Snow Carnival, Warner Brothers, Gordon Hollingshead producer.
And Van Gogh, Cinema Distributors, Gaston Deal and Robert Hastings producer. Mr. Holford, the envelope. The winner is Van Gogh, Cinema Distributors, produced by Gaston Deal and Robert Hastings.
Here we have another winner for some short subject, a French film on the life of Van Gogh. The story was told by narration while the camera showed his best painting.
Thank you, John Hodiak and Ann Baxter, and Mr. Ed Barrison of Cinema Distributors accepted the award. Now, the best summary of Anne Blythe's personality is that she's like a high, clear, clean note of music. As a matter of fact, we're going to ask her to put together some notes of music tonight and sing the second nominated song, My Foolish Heart.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware, my foolish heart. Fascination.
The most complimentary thing you can say about an actor is that he's versatile. But some studios, when they've got a script that calls for a young actor to do an odd or an off-bit piece of playing, they sort of rack their brains and say, who can we borrow? At Paramount, when they get a script like that, they say, John can do it. They mean John Lund.
I am here to present the award for sound recording. Most people, even those of us who should know better, think that sound recording is accomplished by pressing a button and then getting out of the way. It is, in fact, an extremely complicated task calling for the coordination and cooperation of a whole group of highly trained men. It is for this reason that the sound award is not given to an individual. The nominees for the best achievement by a studio sound department are Once More, My Darling, Neptune Films, Universal International, Sands of Iwo Jima, Republic, and 12 O'Clock High, 20th Century Fox. May I have the envelope? The winner is 12 O'Clock High, 20th Century Fox.
Out there to accept the award for sound recording for 12 O'Clock High. Because this is also one of the pictures up for the Major Picture Award. He's had three previous awards to sound departments headed by him, has Mr. Thomas Bolton.
Thank you, John Lund, and the award was accepted by Thomas D. Moulton of 20th Century Fox Sound Department.